This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, during the election of 1994, leaders in the Republican Party put together something they called the Contract with America. It was written by Newt Gingrich and Dick Armey and included many policy ideas developed at the Heritage Foundation. It included a list of 8 reforms the Republicans promised to enact and 10 bills they promised to introduce and vote on if they were made the majority following the election. They were successful. Republicans won 54 House seats and 9 Senate seats. Last week, Donald Trump released his contract with the American voter. He has 6 measures to clean up corruption and special interest. This includes term limits, a hiring freeze, and a 5-year ban on government officials becoming lobbyists. It also has 7 actions to protect American workers. The list includes withdrawal from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, an attempt to renegotiate NAFTA, and directing the Secretary of Treasury to label China as a currency manipulator. Donald Trump also promised on his first day in office to take a number of actions to restore security and constitutional rule of law. They include comments that he has made in the past about suspending immigration from terror-prone regions until vetting can be done safely. He would also cancel funding to sanctuary cities. And finally, he puts forth 10 bills that would be introduced into Congress that would address issues like the middle-class tax relief, Obamacare, and illegal immigration. The question that went through my mind as I read through all these proposals was the same question I was asked on air when I explained what was in the contract with the American voter. Callers wanted to know why he didn't bring this up in the debate. Good question. Wouldn't you rather have heard a discussion about these proposals than all the back and forth about the two candidates' character? Talking about these issues now, a week before the election, may be too late. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.